Cincinnati defenders would have plenty of picks to clean out their teeth. Meanwhile, Carson Palmer feasted on Green Bay's defense, hitting Chris Perry for a four-yard touchdown pass on the opening drive and giving the Bengals a 7-0 lead. The Packers answered in the second quarter as Tony Fisher leaped over the pile to tie the score at 7. On the ensuing possession, since he drove 73 yards on 12 plays, culminating in an 8-yard touchdown reception by T.J. Hushmanzada, the Bengals led 14-7 at the half. In the second half, Brett Favre threw interceptions on 4 consecutive possessions. 2 were nabbed by Delta O'Neill, who increased his league-leading total to 6. Favre had 5 picks in all, but the Bengals converted them into just 7 points. After Odell Thurman's interception early in the fourth quarter, Cincinnati finally capitalized. This 27-yard Palmer to Jeremy Johnson touchdown extended the lead to 21-7. Palmer finished with over a 100 passer rating for the 10th time in his last 11 starts. Despite the turnovers, Favre remained focused and brought his team back into contention. He completed 9 of 12 passes for 87 yards and a touchdown on a drive that gave the Packers a chance at 21-14. Green Bay held and got the ball back. With under a minute to play, Favre connected with Antonio Chapman for 19 yards inside the Bengal 30-yard line. On the next play, a fan ran onto the field and stole the ball from Favre. The confusion could have affected Brett. With 23 seconds left and no timeouts, he took a sack. As the clock ran under 10 seconds, Favre motioned to spike the ball. But in trying to make a play, Favre faked the spike, rolled out, and threw an illegal forward pass, sealing the Packers' fate 21-14. It was another heartbreaker for Green Bay, who fell to 1-6, while the Bengals improved to 6-2.